What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Absolutely Not Podcast. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have one of my favorite people in the world. She is like the celebrity makeup guru to the stars, but she's also my guru because Jamie Greenberg is in the studio right now.
What?
And we met on the interwebs.
Yeah, I stalked you. Because I stalked you when you were in the 30,000 range. I'm just saying, motherfuckers, I saw her first.
You did. And we became fast friends because here's the thing. I will bring in celebrities, quote unquote, or like people who are, well known. But the thing is, you're well known, but you're just a down ass bitch. And that's what I hope people will find refreshing, that I'm just bringing in people that I genuinely love and adore. And when we met, I was like, we have this exact same sense of humor.
Exact.
You are like the celebrity makeup artist.
Thanks. It's so weird because I just feel like a normal girl, like living in this like extraordinary world. Like I'm just really normal. Like my normal days are just like mundane and normal.
You have like three beautiful children. You have a fabulous like power Jewish husband. So you're normal, but for LA standards, like you're still doing the damn thing.
I'm doing the damn thing.
You know?
And I want to be invited to everything, but I'm not showing up anywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's the LA invite too, the LA invite is really where people, they're like, hey, are you like available? Are you free? You want to grab lunch? And then I'm always like, yeah, how does Thursday at 2 work? And then they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't think you were actually going to like
follow
show
through.
Up. Yeah, follow through.
I know we went to lunch with Jillian, my assistant, who actually turned me on to. I have to give her a what, because she's the one who's like, look at this girl, Heather. She's fucking hilarious. And then I literally couldn't breathe when I saw you're in my phone as Brenda Carlisle still. Yes. So,
and people get very upset. They're like, when are you going to bring the characters back? I'm going to start doing more characters. I just got burnt out for a little bit because then I'd have to take these characters and do them for all these auditions.
Yes.
And it was like basically an SNL set every like 2 weeks. And I was like, if I have to put on a wig one more time, I'm literally going to jump off a bridge.
It's like being, in a bunk with somebody forever and you just need a break. Yeah, I get it. But I enjoy your everyday life as well. I like a character. But I'll also take just some fucking, you're hilarious. Everything you do is fucking, and everyone in my family, extended family, their extended family watches you now. I mean, you're just, I'm just saying right now, like huge star. Like,
oh my God.
I've been saying it since I met you.
No, you have been. And I got to tell you something. It is so rare to find people who are like, listen, I want nothing from you. I just genuinely want you to be the best you can be.
Yes.
And from day one, you're like, listen, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know what your deal is, but I just need you to know, like, I'm on board. And I'm like, Jamie, that's the kind of vibe that I need. But you know why we vibe? Because we're both East Coasters.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pound you live out. In LA now and you're thriving.
Yeah.
But there's, like, I can immediately meet somebody and say, oh, they're from the East Coast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And there's a realness.
Yeah.
There's like a heart, a soul, a mm-hmm. like, I don't need anything from you.
Right.
We're here. Everyone wants something from you.
Right.
Like when you walk in the restaurants, people turn around and then they look away because you're no one. But if you're someone, I can get
without
places if I drop a name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of a bummer because you think you have friends and then like if you detach from your like star qualities, they don't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn to live with it and have 17 kids and a dog and live in fucking Encino so that you don't care.
Deep Valley. Raymond and I were talking about we love the Valley.
Love
like
the Valley.
People don't give the Valley enough credit.
Oh.
It's such
don't
a
hate
good
the
time.
818.
Don't hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Don't hate it.
If I get a phone call from 818, I get actually like a boner. I'm like so excited. I'm like, who is calling me? What do they want? Like, how deep are they? You know? I love Deep Valley.
Oh, my God.
Because we're just, like, real down-ass chicks. Because
you don't give a fuck. You're like, I'm going to the Valley to have a bigger fucking yard, and, like, I can park without paying.
And when you go to restaurants in the Valley, you get, like, normal American portions, which is what I really value.
I know you like that, and they do.
I love a good portion.
They do. We're yes, and lots of old people.
Even if you go to a vegan restaurant, it's going to be hearty vegan food. That's my thing. I'm like, if you're vegan, do your thing, but don't give me a fucking bowl of lettuce and two cucumbers. Give me hearty vegan food.
I think when we went to lunch, actually, we went to a vegan place and you were kind of pissed about it. And then after you were like pleasantly surprised that you were full.
I was. And I literally said, I was like, wow, I think I'm actually satiated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were like, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and we did dessert. We did do it, right?
I always get
we always did. Yeah. We got like some coconut bullshit.
Here's my thing. Whether it's coconut, whether it's a fucking piece of fruit.
Yeah.
If I go to lunch, dinner, whatever, with someone, and they say at the end of the meal, yeah, I don't really do sweets. Done.
Yeah.
Judgment has been settled.
Yeah, you're not fun.
We're done.
You're not fun.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend. She's like one of my best friends, but she's on this like no sugar, no dairy, no gluten,
no fun.
Alcohol, nothing. And good. Listen, I have friends that don't drink and I'm down with it. Listen, I've been pregnant three times. Well, I've been pregnant six times, but three babies and I didn't drink. So I can do it. I'm not saying... Don't fucking kill the buzz, man. Like, unless you have, like, unless you're sober, which I'm like, you know.
Do your thing.
Satnam and do your thing. But otherwise, and I keep saying, I'm like, you're not fun anymore. Like, you used to be my fun friend. You used to eat with me. You used to, like.
Even if you don't drink, you can at least have a slice of pecan pie. And that's my thing is when everyone says, I just don't do sweets. It's not even if they're on a diet. Fuck that. If you're on a diet, do your thing. But if you genuinely try and say to me, look me dead in my eyes and say, you don't like a dolce at the end of a meal, to me, that's just like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Not coming to my wedding.
Yep.
Probably not a bridesmaid.
Yep.
You know, like done. I
thought you were. Now you're not.
Now you're not.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a very big test. So just so you know, any business, future business partners out there, just know when we go to, I may not even want the dessert, but if you're not willing to order, we're over.
Yeah. It's almost like going out with a guy and he's like, and you go to get the bill as a fake.
Right.
And they let you take the bill.
Right.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
I don't give a fuck. You're dead.
See, so New York. This is what I love.
Yeah.
And I talk a lot. And you're from New Jersey or New York?
Well, I'm from Maryland.
Okay.
But my mom was from New Jersey and my dad was from New Jersey and my grandparents were from Jersey City. Mm. So it's like a deep line of Jersey. And my friends in high school used to call my house just so my mom would pick up the phone. She'd be like, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Jamie? Hello? Hello? And then they'd hang up. They're just like, we like hearing your mom talk.
Same with my mom. I mean, I've got a Bostonian mother.
Thick.
But I realize now looking back in high school, nobody came over to hang out with me. They came over to hang out with my mom because she would say savage shit at an early age. You know,
my
we
mom would say
it.
Shit and fuck in front of everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was like the originator.
But then was like, Jesus Christ, you know what? He is our Lord and Savior. And we would be nowhere without him, you know? Like to this, I'll never forget my best friend, Zach. He came out in high school and he wanted to come out to my mom first. Like everybody, just because he knew she was going to give an honest response.
Of course.
He's like, Miss McMahon, you know, I think I'm gay. And she goes, okay, Zach, I'm going to ask you a quick question and we'll just figure out if it's a phase or if it's a thing. Do you like penises? And he was like, yeah, I do. And she goes, do you want somebody else? Do you want another man to touch your penis? And he was like, yeah, for sure. She goes, so no girls. He's like, no. And she's like, all right, yeah, I think you're gay. She's like, go with God. Live your truth. But like she had to ask. I don't know why. It was like she had to hear him say it three times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was like, if you're into penis, you're into penis. Yeah. I get it. Do
I
you
love
think?
It.
Yeah.
I love her.
Safe space.
Yes.
Judgment free.
Exactly. My mom was funny. My mom passed away. I think you know this.
Yeah.
And she was like, she had ovarian cancer. So it was like a slow death. And so I like moved home. It's a whole thing. But I would sit in bed every night and talk to her. And it was getting towards the end and she was getting frailer. And it's like disgusting if you've watched somebody pass away from cancer. But I looked at her and we'd have these cuddles and talk about everything. And which was so awesome looking back. And I was like, is there anything that you want to tell me? Like, please just if there's any, don't leave without letting me know, like,
that last word of wisdom.
And she looks at me. My parents were married for 40 years, like high school sweethearts, grew up together in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And she looks at me and she goes, your father's gay.
Yes.
And no, then she
is your dad gay?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
I kind of wish he was.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll hear this. So she died on April Fool's Day, which was like so
such a mom
awesome.
Thing.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Yeah. And then I used that line at the funeral and I killed. So that was
of
good.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is like when we first met, obviously I just like adored you off the bat. But then we also talked about like my dad had just died when we became friends and you were so, filled with so much wisdom. You're like, just ride it. Just like go with it. And how old were you when your mom died?
I was 34.
Did you have kids yet?
I just had Lenny. Oh, she died when she was 3 months.
So she got to meet Lenny at least.
Yeah.
Was she coherent? Was she able to like connect with Lenny? Or?
Yeah, it was like really fucking sad.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God, am I going
to
cry?
It's okay. It's a safe space to cry. Trust me.
You know, it's just, it sucks because like she knew it was like she was leaving. She was here when Lenny was born. And what was fucked up was, oh, thank you. Kleenex sponsor, Kirkland sponsored. she came to Cedars, which is like right around, you can see it from here. She was like, give birth, help me out. You know, your mom's there. It's like the whole thing. And then Lenny was born and swallowed meconium, which is when babies swallow their first bowel movement in vitro.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a tarry substance, which is kind of common.
Okay.
But Lenny, because my daughter's like a badass bitch.
Right.
She had swallowed more than anyone had ever seen in the hospital, and her lung collapsed. So she was in the NICU. I didn't get to hold the baby. I didn't see her for, I think it was like 36 hours. It was a fucking nightmare. Right. And my mom was like, why? Like she stayed for a week and she's like, I have to go die. Like I have to leave. She was in so much pain. She had like this thing in her stomach to relieve like pressure because the cancer had spread.
Right.
And she was carrying like a Lululemon bag with like the bag in it, like her like stomach bag. It was pretty funny, but she was funny the whole time. But she's like, I have to go die.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I going to do? And she's like, and it was just so sad because she knew that it was like she wasn't going to have any relationship with my children. But I feel like she does, even though
she totally does.
Yeah.
But isn't
they know about her.
Isn't it weird? I feel like it's always a cycle of life. Like as soon as somebody dies, somebody's born.
All the time.
Right.
And I think that birth really gets you through the death. Like,
right.
I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not a kid person. I never changed a diaper. I'm like, well, I'm having kids because I feel like you're programmed to be told, like, have kids.
Right.
And I just remember looking at this child and was like, what am I doing? And then it just helped me, though. It helped me get through it.
Yeah. I mean, I was 27 or 28. Ugh. No, 28 when my dad died. And he died. See, it's interesting. We've talked about this before. You know, especially when you're dealing with somebody who's dying of cancer. My dad died very quickly. It was very traumatic and like gross.
You didn't have time to breathe.
But I didn't have time to breathe. I can only imagine what it's like to watch somebody that you love pass over a long period of time. Like, I am so grateful that he died in 7 days. I'm like, thank you, God. Because he would have been the biggest pain in my ass ever. Like, if we had to do chemo, forget it. My mom would have killed him before I would have. And we talk
so
about it.
So young. I mean,
yeah.
But you're so lucky because I went to a lot of therapy and I remember the therapist saying, like, you had a good parental figure for so long in your life.
Right.
And you did too. Your dad, I mean, you sound like you and your dad were cut from the same cloth. Like, even though your mom's fucking hilarious, it just sounds like.
I am my father's daughter.
Yeah.
And that's the way I kind of rationalize things now. When I talk to other people who have just like lost a parent, they're like, how do I get through this? I'm like, listen, if you had a great relationship with your parent, I'm like, I got 28 amazing years with my dad.
Amen.
Most of my girlfriends hate their fathers.
Amen.
So I'm like, I just have to look at that as my glass half full moment. Wow, I had 28 great years with the most wonderful man in the world. And I basically say he peaked and then like God had to take him.
Yeah.
God was like, you did it. Gotta go. You know? So if you like get hit by a bus tomorrow, just know you peaked.
You peaked. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I feel like, don't you feel now that how many years has it been?
It'll be 4 this Christmas, which is nuts to
Isn't
think about.
It crazy? It seems like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So, but don't you feel like a little bit lighter? You'll never feel great about it, but obviously, but don't you feel like he's there?
I do. Yeah. Well, I was actually on a plane yesterday and I had this moment where I was like, I wonder if my dad knows all the things I'm doing. And the guy sitting next to me immediately reminded me of my father. And I was like, do I hug him? Like I had this urge just to hug him. And I was like, is this going to be weird? And then the guy started throwing back like vodka sodas. Like it was his job. I was like, you know what? He's probably getting wasted. And he's going to think it's like a sexual advance. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I also joke with my sister. I keep waiting for my dad just to show up at our country club and be like, gotcha, fuckers. Like, that was a wild 3 years, wasn't it? You know? with a cigarette in his hand and a bourbon.
It's hilarious.
I always think he's going to walk through the door.
I know. I do too. I always, and like things that have happened in my life since, like with my dad and stuff, I'd be like, mom would fucking, and my brother's like, she's coming back. Yeah. She's going to get him.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. But she doesn't.
Yeah. I know. It's a very weird thing to navigate. And I find it so refreshing when I am able to have conversations with people who have been through it. And they're like, oh, girl,
yeah,
I get it.
It's an immediate connection because you just, it's losing your biggest fans in life. Like, it sucks, dude.
Yes, that's what
it's
is.
Your number one cheerleaders.
And also I found that it kind of changed my relationships with other friends, not in necessarily a negative way, but I've realized I can't really connect to people who haven't been through some sort of experience like this before.
Right.
Do you feel that at all?
Yeah. Like people that are like just walking that straight line in life where nothing's too high and nothing's too low. Yeah. It's hard to connect with them. Yeah. But they're not deep. They're not open to being deep. They're just kind of like getting through, squeaking through life.
Right.
But never, I really do feel like if you have really high highs, you have really low lows. Not right. in a bipolar way, just in a like a life.
Not like a manic weed medication.
Yeah, maybe you do too. There. Yeah. Right. But right. I just mean like, I remember just growing up and having friends that everything just came easy to them, but they never, I don't think they ever sat in their room hurtled over crying and like being sad about something or being as joyous as I had been about certain things.
I realized after my dad died, I said, this is the first time where, this is gonna sound so cheesy, bear with me, but this is the first time I actually feel alive. Because now that I have felt the most awful feeling in the world, I also have felt the most amazing joy. It's like, it's just a all-encompassing, like, I'm like, oh, I get it. I feel like a well-rounded person now that I've experienced loss.
I felt that exact thing. And I also felt like you can't sit in your shit anymore because then you're not doing justice to your dad, or I'm not doing justice for my mom. If I just sit and be sad and like live my life in this like bullshit way, then I'm not living in honor of my mother. Like I have to fucking make her proud still. Right. You know what I mean? So I feel like that snaps something into me too.
My dad, right before he passed, he looked at me and he said, Heather, I have no regrets. And that's kind of how I live my life now. I'm like, okay, all these things that I've been too scared to do or all these things that I didn't know how I was going to make it happen, I just do it. Like,
and look what's happening. Right? And the universe is reacting. Order that Dolce, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like he had no regrets. He's like, Heather, I lived my life to the fullest. I did everything I wanted to do. I peaked. Time to go. He did say, so my dad, I obviously like take after his stature, like we're built like apples. So we should have known he was dying of cancer because he got skinny real quick. And he looked at me on his deathbed, a man who's always been large his whole life. He goes, God damn it. He goes, Heather, look at me right now. If you start losing weight, you're probably dying. So I want you to know you and I, we're built the same. So if you start to get a little thin there, just go ahead and get things checked out. Because God damn it. It's the only time I've been thin in my life. And I got one day left.
Like, oh my God, I love him.
But like in the darkest time, yes. I found the funniest shit.
Dude, if you don't have comedy in the darkest times, you're not going to get through it.
Now your youngest is named after your mom, Babe.
So my mom's name was Ruth and I named her Babe because when my mom was little, they called her Babe because she was surrounded by boys and they wanted her to be Babe Ruth.
Right.
So, I love it. And I feel like she's like kind of my mom. It's weird.
Oh,
I mean,
fully.
Maybe.
See, I feel like I'm going to have boys, you know?
Yeah, I could see. Yes.
I don't know.
I could see you just like with like a whole like basketball team.
Hopefully not basketball.
Football?
Maybe hockey or golf.
Hockey.
But there's not really a golf team.
Golf is safe.
It's a safe sport. Yeah. It's something they can play till they're 75.
Yes.
I can't do basketball. It's a squeaky sneakers. Like, I've been invited courtside by bougie friends. And I'm literally like, guys, I need earplugs. It's the sneakers on the court. And I don't have a lot of quirks, but I can't handle the basketball.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hockey, I think, would be fun.
Fun. Good sport. But a lot of orthodontist work, a lot of extra teeth money.
But I'm not really thinking about the safety of my child. I'm thinking about the furs I get to wear. Faux furs, of course. Which is like the fashion moment and being like a chilly.
Oh, my God. And that paparazzi pic of you. It's so hot.
Smoking a cig, drinking a Chardonnay in a giant faux fur You got it, honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's just kind of where I want to be. That's on my vision board.
Then that's what you should do because you're living your best life and I love you and I'm here for it. I want to watch it.
Since I moved to New York, I've been trying to hit the mean streets with some razzmatazz, pizzazz, and style. And I realized I needed to step up my game. You know what I'm saying? I found tradesy.com. And I'm going to spill the tea on it because it is the hottest online luxury fashion resale marketplace where you get the fashion that you want on your own terms. That's right. I'm not talking about going to Gucci and spending full price on a bag that you know it's either the bag or your rent. Honey, pay your rent on time, pay off that credit card, but still have fun left over by going to Tradesy.com where you can resell your items and buy amazing designer things. You got shoes, we've got clothes, we have jewelry, we have designer bags at a fraction of the cost. And here's the deal. Let me tell you something right now. Because I have bought an incredible bag from Tradesy, I know that they're looking at all of the labels. Everything comes with a guarantee, and that's the biggest thing. I can't handle hitting the mean streets of New York, trying to go from store to store to be pretty woman, and then them tell me, ma'am, you don't look like you're wealthy enough to shop here. No, on Tradesy.com, I can sell things and buy beautiful bags or shoes or designer dresses, whatever I want, directly from the comfort of my own home. There's no fake shit. Everything on Tradesy is guaranteed and authentic, and that makes the biggest deal. I get so nervous about trying to buy things on other websites because you just don't know if it's authentic. But on Tradesy, when I got my bag, it was perfect, and I knew that it was authentic, and that's the biggest deal. Here's the thing. If you visit Tradesy.com, you can save $50 on your very first Tradesy purchase when it's $400 or more. All you have to do is use code ABSOLUTELY at checkout at Tradesy. That's TRADESY.com. And again, that's promo code ABSOLUTELY at Tradesy.com. Check it out today. If you come to my shows, show me your cute bag you got on Tradesy and live your best life. Well, I appreciate you sharing your bits about your mom and just kind of, because you really popped up in a time where you're like, girl, I have been there. This happened in my 30s. Like, this is what's going on. So I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Anytime.
But on a positive note.
Yes, back to life.
Back to life. So you are an incredible makeup artist.
Thank you.
And I always say, if I didn't do what I do, which I'm not quite sure what it is I do, I would want to be like in the hair and makeup game.
In the beauty game.
Oh, the beauty game is everything.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Well, because you get to like, you know, just, and I'm not one of those people like cover up everything.
Right.
I'm like, highlight the things that you love.
Yes.
Do you have any like specific trends that are going on right now that you see in makeup that are just absolutely not? It's like, just stay away from
it. I mean,
it.
There's a lot of absolutely not because, but I don't want to hate on anybody because that's not my vibe.
Right.
Like, I'd rather just not talk about it, but I will talk about the trend that is, listen, when I was younger, the trend was to take off your eyebrows, you
right.
know, and now everybody looks fucking ridiculous. Now the opposite. It's like everybody, the bigger the eyebrow, the happier the person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or not.
Right.
Or bigger their like ring light is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what I'm seeing, because I'm in this weird world where I'm like, I'm an old school celebrity makeup artist that mm-hmm. dabbles in social media. I don't have a huge following, but I have a mighty small following that like wants to just be around for it. And so I get invited to bloggery like type things, Instagrammy type things, and I see all these girls that are in their 20s with like so much makeup on, and on I got to tell you, like, they, when I see them on their Instagrams, they're drop dead gorgeous. I'm obsessed
right.
with them. There's something visually aesthetically pleasing to look at, and I'm about it, but in real life it's scary as fuck. Like,
yeah,
it's like RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, in the flesh.
Right.
Like,
it's a beat face, but you don't necessarily need to be that beat at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday.
No, and also, girls, in your 20s, like, I hate to break it to you, you're peaking right now as far as looks go.
100%.
Your skin's never going to be better. You don't have any wrinkles. You're fucking gorgeous. You don't need it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just wish they would
do less.
Do less.
Well, I always really respected Bobbi Brown because I know she's like very firm on, I'm not going to do all the contouring. I'm an old school theater actor,
so
where I had a contour and highlight and shade because I usually play like the old lady in every play.
You got to hit the back of the room with that shit, right? But that's what these girls are doing.
But that's theater makeup because you're on a stage in front of like hundreds of people.
Exactly.
But when you see it in person, it's really alarming. And Bobbi Brown's always said, she's like, listen, I just want to highlight people's best assets.
Yeah.
I don't want them to cover up.
Correct.
You know?
And I'm the same. I am like a modern day Bobbi Brown. Like, I feel the same way. It's like, if you look at my Instagram, to the Instagrammers that are the masses on Instagram, I think it would be boring. Like, I think they'd be like, she
Where's
does the same thing on everybody, you know?
Right.
But I use highlighter and I use contour, but it's like, first of all, those words, these buzzworthy like umbrella terms are just so overblown because everybody that I like see it drop off at my kid's school is like, will you show me how to do the highlighter contour? Like it's some fucking hard thing to do. It's not. You fucking make a fish lip and put a little brown here and a little highlight on the top of your cheek. That's it.
Like, right.
It's just with Instagram and stuff, it's like this modern day like bait and switch. Like it's this modern day, like let's make, it's like fake news. I'm just going to say it right there. It's like fake.
It's makeup, fake news. What I get really confused by is truly the highlighter moment where, and a lot of these young kids, like they're like 13-year-old, people are always like, why aren't you on YouTube? I said, because my competition, and I'm not even in the makeup game, is 13-year-old beauty bloggers. They're the ones like who I've got to make footage to like cater to them. That's not my vibe.
Right.
But it's just they all look like, they're about to do like kinky boots on Broadway. But you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
And also, why are you at a music festival? That's my first question.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's such a weird world we're living in. And like in one way, it's awesome because like, listen, how many shitty jobs did you have after you went in when you were young? Like so many crappy.
Many.
Yeah. Like being a counselor or like slinging fish on the Upper East Side or whatever it is.
Literally both those jobs.
Yes. Thank you. And now it's like they can make money. They could make, you know, six figures just sitting from their room. It's like crazy. So like, that's awesome.
Right. But I remember back in the day and like my mom was one of those glamorous moms. She taught me about makeup early.
Yeah.
And I remember.
What did she say?
Well, you know, it was always about get a good bronzer, you know, a little color, find a good lip.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what like my colors were at a very young age. My mom's like, Heather, you can't do coral. It's not, I can wear coral, but makeup wise, I can't
do
coral.
Right.
I look great in like a mauve-y, purplish undertone pink
I
and like
it.
A very blue red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants to do a red lip, but if you do an orangey red and that's not your color, it's going to turn
terrible.
Out terrible.
Yep.
You'll look sallow.
Yes.
Almost. Is that a word?
Yeah, sallow.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good makeup word.
So Robin just taught me like the basics, like a good mascara, a good bronzer, and a good lip is what you really need.
Yeah. And it's still good. It's still true. It's just interesting to see where the makeup is going to spin to next. You know, it seems that it's getting heavier and the highlight's getting heavier and they're highlighting every high point on their face.
Right.
So we're putting highlighter on the top of our brow. We're putting highlighter down the middle of our nose to the tip of our nose. We're putting highlighter on the tips of our cheekbones. We're putting highlighter on the chin. We're putting highlighter on the décolleté. And now everybody just looks like they're like made of ice.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Very, it's
like
White Walker-ish.
Very White Walker-ish, mm-hmm. Which, oh my God, have you gotten into that yet?
I did.
Okay.
I watched it. Yeah, I'm very Lashika.
I guess we can't talk about it because we don't know when this will air.
Yeah.
But I just think that everybody... It's an artistic, I guess it's just like fashion. I mean, you get to like, if you're wearing, you get to do whatever you want to do and that's just who you are and you want to like expose that to the world and good for you. But like, the saddest thing is that these girls are hiding their faces they're going to look back and be my age and be like, fuck. But I guess that's why they say that youth is wasted on the young, right?
Honestly, it wasn't until I hit 30 that I really actually said that out loud. I think I was at a Costco and I saw some little bitch like yelling at her mom. And I was like, God damn it. Youth is wasted on the young. Cheryl, hit me with another sample. You know what I mean? Like I've actually been in a store and reprimanded a young girl before. I've been like, you need to have respect for your mother. I live at home with mine. Don't ask. It's complicated and confusing. My dad's dead. And then the mom's like, can you quit talking to my kid? And I'm like, okay, I digress, but regardless. Yeah, it's just alarming when you see these young kids and you're like, wow, this is a lot. You know what's interesting? I find it very refreshing to be on Instagram with no makeup on. I don't know if that's weird. I don't know if I've just gotten used to it or if I'm just lazy, but I find myself, as I've gotten older, very okay with my face with no makeup.
No, it's amazing. And you're so pretty. And I wish more people would look at themselves and do that. I do that all the time. I'll come out of a yoga class, not a stitch of makeup. I even text you. I'm like, I might be coming with like, not, I'm like coming from the gym. But I think that is what we should be celebrating. It's like people that aren't, I mean, the internet, Instagram, it's all fucking like, filtered and bullshit. And
right.
I know me. Yeah, I even try to be real. Sometimes I'll put up something real and then I'll take it down and then I'll put it back up. And you know what I mean? It's
right.
Like no one's really doing that. So the fact that you're always real, you are. I see you dressed down. I see you with no makeup. Then I see you glammed up. You clean up so well. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So it's like if you could, that's how we all are, you know?
Well, I truly thrived in college. Like I went to school in Mississippi, and I love the very over-the-top Southern Dallas look.
Yes.
So when I glam, I go glam big, and it's usually, but I know what to do.
But it
do.
Looks good. You don't
I
look crazy. You know what I mean? You just look glammed up. And that's the thing. Like, I do wear a lot of makeup, but it's put on in the right way.
I've just realized since I got in my 30s, I need a lot of concealer underneath the eyes. And yeah. there's like only one product that works.
What works?
And it's Tarte Shape Tape.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about it. I do like Shape Tape. It's good. You know who I just tried the other day?
Who?
Huda.
Ooh. Oh, well, I actually love her YouTube. You know why? Because she's a grown woman doing makeup.
Yes. But she's also like got the look. I mean, she looks like that person.
I mean, she's from Dubai. Or she just lives in Dubai.
I don't know.
But she's just like a Mediterranean goddess.
Yeah. Like gorgeous. And like just perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah.
But her concealer is amazing. Amazing.
So her brand concealer.
Huda Beauty. Yeah. Which is like the number one SKU at Sephora.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. And it stays in place.
It was gorgeous. I put it on. I was working with like the best. You can really see if concealer is good when you're working on somebody who's like a one.
Right.
Because everything looks pasty and ashy and dry on them. Everything. Right. Like any sort of like. So I put it on her and it like took away her under eye and it stayed all day and it was gorgeous. And it's like, it's great. But I like Shape Tape. They're kind of similar. Maybe she copied her.
Oh.
Him. Her.
Well,
them.
What are your like go-to favorite beauty products? Because I feel like I get sent a ton of stuff.
Yes.
And I'm always genuine about the brands that I like to use.
That's right. Yes.
But now, I don't know if you're going to make fun of me.
Tell me.
I have been wearing the same foundation from Bare Minerals since the sixth grade. Since I learned how to do makeup.
Swirl, buff, tap, and tap. Yeah.
Swirl, buff,
that
and tap my way.
That was my first.
Through life.
Yeah. No, you're tapping right now. Yeah. That's the first makeup I ever bought on an infomercial. Leslie Blodgett. She did it. And I was like freaking out. And then a couple years ago, I was in Switzerland with my client, Rashida Jones. I just feel like it paints a better picture.
Right.
And we were at this like event. And Leslie, this is literally like probably 15 years later, Leslie Blodgett walks in. And I'm like, my heart dropped. Like if I had seen like Obama or someone.
Right.
Like I was like, it's Leslie Blodgett. She's the reason I got into makeup. And I went up to her.
Swirls, buffs, and taps.
Yes, you made it happen.
Yeah.
You started that shit, baby. And I went up to her and I was like, hi. I felt like such a loser. I was like, hey, hi, I'm makeup artist. I just want to see how you so nice music. And she's like, are you stroking? And I was like, no, I'm like such a big fan. And she was so nice. Now she follows me on Instagram and we've talked before. Like was lovely and is awesome. She's just like counting the gajillions of money she made with that product. But yeah, Bare Minerals is the shit. And it's still the shit. They just came out with a new like foundation powder.
The Bare Pro.
It's great.
It's amazing. I wear it every day.
Isn't it great?
It's my favorite. I have tried a million different liquid makeups. Now, obviously when I'm on camera, like, and if you're ever having, you know, you're going on anything HD, you want liquid.
Yeah.
But I still use my day-to-day is I swirl, buff, and tap. And then it hit the road. And people are like, your skin's flaws. I'm like, no, actually, since I got birth control, I've had like adult acne for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Because it's God like giving me, like getting back at me,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
No, or it's really just my youth being like, oh, you thought you were going to have perfect skin forever. Here's adult acne, bitch.
Welcome to your adulthood, bitch.
Yeah. But liquid makeup, I'm not a big fan of. I use liquid concealer and then everything else is powder.
So I use cream. I mean, I use liquid.
Like
right
a CC
now,
cream?
No, right now I do like IT Cosmetics CC cream. It's really nice. It's got more coverage than like a tinted moisturizer, and it just gives you a nice veil, and it has SPF.
Okay.
I recently have really been into the Kogendo Aqua Foundation. I speak Japanese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Kanbanwa.
Yeah.
And so it's water-based. It goes on beautifully, and it works on everybody's skin, like really nice.
Okay.
And you can build it up if you need more coverage. We should get you some just to see if you like it when you're on camera and stuff.
Is it kind of, like, you know, Korean beauty has like taken over.
I know. No, I think every brand has something awesome in it. So it's like any brand that you mention, there's something superstar about it.
Right.
It's just a very saturated market now. It's like my head is spinning just from
everyone's got a lip line.
Everybody's got something. Everyone's got a product. I've been working on a product for like 2 years and it's like, do I even come out with it? Because it's like, who cares?
Well, I'm going to buy it.
I know. It's going to be good. And it's different.
I'm asking you this on the podcast. I want you to come to Italy and do my makeup for the wedding.
Okay. Everybody hears it first.
Yes.
Here.
I want you to come.
Are you
going to
cut this out? You're cutting this out. I will pay my way. I'm there.
Yes.
I'm
great.
An honor. We'll have to do the night before at your rehearsal dinner. We'll do a.
Duh.
Okay.
Now I may need you because you're all about. Okay. Hold on.
Tell me.
We just talked for 20 minutes about how like natural makeup's the way to go. Bitch, I want to look like RuPaul.
That's fine.
headed to her
so
wedding.
So you know what I think we'll be doing?
What?
Hunty, we'll be carrying around a ring light the whole night. So you look good from every fucking angle.
Yes.
I'll just wear it on my head like a unicorn. Another time that you're here, let's mess around and do your whole makeup with just creams.
Yes.
You will love cream.
As you get older, you're going to need a little cream in your life because we get so fucking dry.
It's kind of like jeans. Like you can try on 10 billion jeans, but when you find the jean that fits you, it's like, hallelujah.
Right.
Same with skincare.
I tried like La Mer products.
Yeah.
And I had a full allergic reaction to it. And I had, here I was, you know, spending a fortune.
Yeah.
I will say though, this is so shady that I do this and I don't care. Cause you know,
would you put Nivea and return it?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck no. Okay, I'm not that shady, but that's amazing. So if you've gone through anything traumatic, doesn't matter what happens, I learned the greatest trick in the book. You go into Neiman Marcus or Saks or Barney's to the makeup counter and you just start weeping. It can be a fake weep. It does not matter. So I went in there one day. I was like having a full meltdown. The lady was like, oh my God, honey, what do you need? I'm like, I have to go to my dad's funeral tomorrow and I ran out of makeup. Da, da, da. And she was like, oh my God, I've got you. I ended up leaving with probably $1,000 worth of free shit. So I tell everyone, I don't care what the problem has been. I don't care if you lost somebody 35 years ago. You go to a fancy makeup counter. You pretend to lose your shit. Say, my mom died. Well, even if it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's still dead.
And get some free samples. Nobody can afford La Mer. Let's
be honest.
By
the way, 100%. I used to work at Bloomingdale's at the counter, Dior counter. And like the way you get through your day is by pulling people and doing them. So we will do anything for you. We're here to serve. Yeah. So like, yes.
Good to know.
Yes. That's all you want to do. Find someone that you like what they look like. Go after it.
Okay, great.
And then maybe buy two products just to help out our numbers.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a bunch of free shit. Yeah, get that lip gloss. Return it tomorrow when I'm not there.
I love this.
Yeah.
I want to briefly pause the Absolutely Not podcast to talk about a market I've been hanging out in. No, I don't actually go there. All I have to do is go online to thrivemarket.com. Let me tell you, you need to belong to a better market, Cheryl. What's Thrive Market? Well, it's an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable to everyone. Thrive Market offers the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. This is why I'm obsessed with them. I can go on their website, type in specifics. I'm talking about paleo, ketogenic, vegan, kosher, whatever I'm in a weird mood for. You know, some days I feel like I want some vegan cookies. Type it in their filter system and it shows you all of the products that meet their high standards for each dietary restriction you can have. I even love their sustainable and eco-friendly home cleaning products. Jeff showed up one day when we first moved into our apartment with just ratchet supplies. Everything had chemicals I couldn't pronounce. I use one of their lavender clean laundry detergents. My clothes have never been better. Literally, there's no parabens, no synthetic dyes, nothing that's going to give me the itchies. You know when you're like allergic to everything because you're a bubble girl like me? Well, guess what? When I shop on Thrive Market, I can go directly on the website, get whatever I need that fits my restrictions, and have it delivered straight to my door. And even better, it's 100% zero waste when they ship things to you. They use over 98% of their packaging is post-consumer recycled. I am here for saving the turtles and saving your life. Honestly, if you want something gluten-free, non-GMO, sustainably farmed, fair trade, BPA-free, and more, it's just one click of a button. No more reading labels because they take care of it for you. Thrive Market is sent directly to your door. Here is the deal. When they ship it directly to your door, it's already 25 to 50% off below traditional retail prices. But even better than that, I want you to listen to this. Because you're listening to the Absolutely Not podcast, you can go to thrivemarket.com/absolutelynot and get an additional 25% off your first order plus a free 30-day trial. That's right. You're getting quadruple the savings. So if you want to get some great products in your life, have it delivered directly to your door and save an additional 25% off your first order, go to thrivemarket.com/absolutelynot for 25% off your first order and a free 30-day trial. Check out Thrive Market. It's made shopping so easy for me. I really am truly using this website all of the time. Check it out, thrivemarket.com. So you're the beauty guru. And it's so funny, when we met, you looked at my makeup kit and you were like, Heather, are you really using $3 makeup brushes? I was like, yeah, I don't know any different.
Did I send you more brushes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You always got to check in with me. The other thing about me is, like, my clients will be like, really? I'm like, yeah. Brands want to give you stuff. Like,
right.
They like giving you stuf because if you like something like Shape Tape, like, I'm sure Tarte is just ecstatic that you're talking about them because you're a mover. You're a pusher and a mover. So I always tell my clients, I'm like, tell me when you need stuff, because they love to give. And then you see things you like, you talk about. Things you don't like, you like, whatever. Don't talk about it.
I could sell ice to an Eskimo.
You totally could. And I buy everything. And now everyone I know is nut potting and everyone's turtlenecking and everyone. What else is like, what else is
Mega
your jam?
Babe is my favorite.
Oh, well, Mega Babe. I knew Mega Babe too. I met her. That was ironically like a similar
situation.
Like, I didn't copy you on that one.
No,
everything,
you didn't.
Everything else, I take your steez.
No,
like,
you don't.
Everything else, I'm like, Heather's going to think I'm a stalker.
No, I don't.
But Mega Babe, which I'm wearing right now. I met her. I was doing, like, I had a contract with Zyrtec. I used mm-hmm. to do how to correct your allergy face. So, like, you would take Zyrtec to feel better, but I would teach you how to look better. So
right. It was, I remember, like, those ads.
For, like, yeah, for puffiness and watery eyes and redness. So she came to one of my, it was a Create and Cultivate. Ironically, we're in a space where Create and Cultivate is. And we talked all about it. And she was like, one of the bloggers in the audience.
Katie Storino is the CEO and founder of Mega Babe, and her product is so amazing.
It is so they sent it to me, like, mm-hmm. randomly, and I was like, this is amazing. And then she also sent me, like, the spray,
the
bust dust and yeah. the chafing and I was like, this is, like, she speaks my language, because I am. And then I just love her because she's so real and she's someone who's putting it all out there.
Yeah. Basically, the products are they smell amazing, but they're talc free, paraben free. She only uses the most natural products. And my biggest thing that I like to go in between, like, natural beauty and you know, you got to use some chemicals.
Cancer beauty.
Yeah, cancer beauty. Honestly, truly. But when I started learning how dangerous.
Oh, my God. It's so scary.
How dangerous deodorant was.
Oh, my God.
I was shook it.
Yes.
If you're still using deodorant with the aluminum in it,
you're just like a death wish.
Yeah.
So why don't you just put cigarettes in your
underarm? Pussy.
Yeah, in your pussy too. Just stick all the cigarettes in every hole you have and breathe in, breathe out.
But it's true.
Yes.
And so I started using her deodorant. But people always ask me all the time, they're like, but I'm a heavy sweater. Here's the thing. If you're moving into the natural deodorant world, you have to give it some time because your body is not used to using those pores. So it's going to take a while.
This is the best advice ever because you wouldn't think I smell, but I can smell when I smell.
Mm-hmm.
And with Mega Babe, I don't smell.
Mm.
But it does take a second because I was messing with, like, Natura and some other ones that people were talking about that were really good.
Right.
The thing I like about Mega Babe too, which the other brands of natural that I've tried are not like this, you can get a lot in your
yes.
armpit, where the other ones are, like, really dry and you can barely get them to transfer under your armpit.
Well, they always say, put it in your armpit and let it warm up for 10 minutes. I'm like,
yeah,
who the fuck has that
time
much time?
For that? Or use your, you know, the one where you have to use your fingers to actually
right.
put it in. I'm like, no, or there's, like, a crystal and it, like, no, this is, like, you get a lot. It's great. It lasts a long time. I have minis for my travel bags.
I don't leave the house without it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed too.
So they have a bust dust where you put the powder underneath your tits. And
yep.
so it helps so that they don't get basically wet.
Yes.
And then they have a thigh chafing stick, which is amazing.
And the chafing stick I would also use under my boobs when I would go running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great idea.
Thank you. But I am getting my boobs cut off. Sorry, everybody.
Are you so excited? Yeah.
You know, I'm really nervous because I'm not that girl. I'm not that girl. And now I'm going to be that girl. But I'm not that girl. But I'm, you know, obviously I'm having a little anxiety right here, right now.
Well, you said you've never done Botox.
Never done Botox.
Well, you know why? Because you have bangs.
My bangs. Yeah, bangs over Botox.
My mom's never had Botox. Well, she also only uses olive oil on her skin. That's
no
her moisturizer.
Way.
Swear to God.
She's so Italy.
she's had all the fancy products. She's like, the best thing I ever did was olive oil.
I know. Oils work great, especially as you get older. I think oils are awesome.
They break me out, so
they
I can't.
They do. You're mm-hmm. still young. That's
yeah.
why. Give me like 10 years and we'll talk.
So you're going to get your boobs lifted.
So I'm going to get, I wish I could show your listeners with a blackout of what my boobs look like after baby three. Literally the size of this Louis Vuitton duffel bag. Like,
humble brag.
Yeah, I dropped that. It's actually fake. I got it on Canal Street in New York. But
I'm rocking a fake Gucci
yeah,
that I bought in
all
Italy.
All the time.
Yeah.
But these tits, I've shown them to you, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just, they've stretched in, they've gone out, they've gone in, they've gone out three times. And now they, like, are hacky sacks at a Grateful Dead concert. Like,
for sure.
They are so hangy and they're big.
Are you going to put an implant in or just lift it up?
No, I'm just going to make them smaller and lift it up. I'm a 36 triple D right now. And I think I'd love to go to, like, a 36 be if they'll let me. I don't know if they'll let me though, because a lot of times your body will look weird because you're supposed to have
bigger boobs. It's very hard for me to find clothes that fit because I'm so broad and people are always like, oh, well, why don't you get a breast reduction? I'm like, no. I don't want my tits smaller. I need my back to be smaller.
I know. I wish I could be a 32, right?
Oh my God. If I could be a 32 can we take, double D.
Can someone let us know if we can. I know Jillian, my assistant, who's like this gorgeous 20 something, literally has like a size like 18 back. Like she's so little with huge boobs.
Most beautiful figure I've ever seen.
I mean,
in my life.
She's a doll. Like mm-hmm. She is a doll. And so I think it's true. I'm like a linebacker.
When you're built broad, it's just hard. And yeah. So I'm like, no, I don't want my boobs to look any smaller because they look weird on my figure. But trust me, I already told Jeff, I said, after kid two or three, whatever we decide we're going to end on, I'm getting the full mommy makeover. I'm not living my life with my tits down to my ankles. I sneeze sometimes and I get an areola under my armpit.
It's not fair. And they're all over the place. And my stomach, too, is like I won Biggest Loser but never had the surgery. And I have people ask me, like, why? Like, explain to me why you're doing this. You're so pretty. You look great. You're doing great.
Because I want to be able to take off my jeans and not have a cesarean scar. And it's not necessarily if you've had a C-section. It's just when I take off my jeans. It's just a zipper. It's a zipper smash. You know what I mean?
It's like you're doing marketing on your body for this fucking brand.
Yeah.
But this is, and listen, like, I am LGBTQ love all the time, all the way. But the only way I can describe it is when I look in the mirror and I look at my body, I'm like, that's not my body.
Right.
Like, that's not who I am. Like, I'm a mover and a shaker and I run around and I'm petite and I'm this and I'm that, but I'm not. It's just like this, like, it's like a meatloaf. I have a meatloaf. Look, I'm going to show you right now. It's like a meatloaf. Look at this.
Right. And that's from kids.
Kids just stretched out. I mean, I think I gained like 70 with each kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's like an actress. I gained like an actress.
I'm the heaviest I've been since college. And I'm in a weird space because like when you say things to be like, you look great. I'm like, no, but I'm literally like 40 pounds over what I usually
weigh. Which is crazy because you said you wear your weight well because I don't think you look.
Well, I'm really tall. I just wear my weight well.
Right.
I mean, fuck it. I'll just say it on the podcast. I'm 215 right now.
Yeah, but I don't even.
215. Who's 215? That's, plenty of people. Yeah. But it's just kind of one of those things where it's really hard to, like, I just hear you when you're like, I want to do this for me. And like, I tell people, I'm like, no, my hormones went crazy. My thyroid's off the charts. I want to get back to feeling like myself. It really has nothing to do with the number or whatever. Right. I just want to be able to fit in my clothes that I like.
Right. And how do you feel, like physically feel?
I'm tired.
You're tired. Yeah. I think that's the hardest part is when you're not feeling good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I did throw away my scale though, after baby three.
Well, I don't weigh myself at all. It was just, I keep going to all these specialists to figure out what's going on.
I'm like, turn around.
I literally had a doctor. I got on the scale and he goes, oh, okay. Wow. He's like, God damn. He's like, you carry your weight well. And that's what he told me. And I looked at him. I was like, I don't know if you should tell patients that. But I was just like, shooketh to my core. And I was like, yeah, I do. Time to get a new doctor.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, so anyways. But I love that. You know what? And I hate when other people say, oh, I'm so anti-plastic surgery. Do whatever the fuck you want with whatever the fuck you want.
With everything in life.
Right.
Like, you can, like, sit and talk about it with your friends. You can make fun of people. But you know what? At the end of the day, do what makes you feel well. And, like, that's why I'm not afraid to talk about it. Like, someone was like, are you going to do that? Talk about it on your Instagram and, like, let people. I'm like, why not?
Why not?
Other people go through this. Why not, like, maybe try to help somebody? Listen, I am petrified because now I'm trying to decide whether to do them both at the same time.
Right.
Get them over with. And I get mixed answers from people. Like, going over. Because it's like a long-ass surgery. It's like 5-6 hours.
For just one?
For both.
For both. I mean, I would say knock it out, but I'm not a medical professional.
Me neither. And so, but I did talk to a medical professional, and he's like, it's actually safer to stay under longer than to go under twice in a short period of time.
I would imagine.
And I was like, really? That seems crazy. And then I'm like, brain surgeries take like 18 hours, so they're cool.
I had a couple friends who got their boobs taken out and implants removed because now they're saying this whole like toxicity with the implants. That's my thing. I was like, if I could get a boob lift after kids, but not get something foreign put in my body. And if you have implants, live your truth.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've had friends get their implants removed now. And I'm just like, oh, damn, I didn't know that was a thing.
Isn't that great? No, a lot of people are. And also, it's so funny because everybody got, when they got their implants, everybody's walking around with these huge boobs.
Right. And now the look is everyone wears bralettes and you kind of want to be more natural.
Yep. Coachella.
That's my thing is I think, going back to beauty, it's like, the trends are one thing, but if you just do something that's timeless, it's never going to go out of style.
That's right. Like leopard.
Right. There you go. Leopard.
We should just tattoo our bodies in leopard.
That's all I wear. I would wear too. A cheetah print wedding dress if I could.
Oh,
I might.
God. Do it. Betsy okay. Johnson, did you hear that?
100%. Okay, now something that we do on the podcast, yes. We'll get to the voicemail. Okay. I mean, I could talk to you all day.
I know.
But I know
you
got to like live your
whatever
life.
Whatever you want to do. Got to go to pickup. Kill me.
So we're going to listen to a couple of voicemails. People call in and they have absolutely nots. And we're just going to like get them life advice or just, you know, connect with them.
I'm obsessed.
Because my favorite thing is how engaged my audience is. You know, I slide in your DMs all the time. So let's hear some of the voicemails now of, you know, just some of these gals and guys.
I am so here for this. Okay. Yes.
Let's roll it. I casually paused the podcast for a, what's that? A wellness update. Let me tell you what, you know, my wellness journey has been up and down and all around the damn block. And we are trying to figure out what's going on. But you know what's been helping me out? I'll tell you what right now. Four Sigmatic. What is Four Sigmatic? Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks. That's right. You don't think about the mushrooms that your weird Uncle Larry used to take before he went to a fish concert. No. I'm talking about mushrooms that benefit your immunity, your energy, your longevity, and help you live a healthier, more enhanced life. Four Sigmatic makes a wide variety of blends, including, get this, mushroom coffee, mushroom elixirs, hot cacaos, matcha, superfood blends, and more. And guess what? Nothing tastes like mushrooms. That's the thing. You know, I've been seeing a functional doctor for a while, and my doctor loves the idea of adding functional mushrooms to enhance your well-being. Listen, Four Sigmatic makes drinking mushrooms and superfoods delicious and easy to do with their single serving packets. You know what I do? I get a little hot water. I pour in one of the lion's mane coffee, for example, which helps stimulate your productivity and focus and creativity. It also balances stimulation. So it's like getting the coffee jump without the jitters. Put that in a little hot water, stir it up, add a little cream. You're good to go. I cannot tell you how much I love Four Sigmatic. Their lion's mane mushroom is what they make their lion's mane coffee out of. It has been used by Buddhist monks. And you know what I say, always trust a wise old Asian. I just believe in that. If you're going to go get acupuncture, it should be by a sweet Chinese man. I trust the Buddhist monks more than anything. They use the lion's mane mushrooms to help them focus during meditation. So why not try Four Sigmatic, who's bringing it directly to your door? It doesn't get better than that. Four Sigmatic coffee with Changa and Lion's Mane is a go-to morning beverage to support productivity and focus and creativity. Honestly, try it for yourself. I promise you, it has half the caffeine, double the mental clarity. It'll awaken your mind, support your well-being and your productivity without giving you the jitters. To try it out, go to Four Sigmatic, that's FourSigmatic.com, and type in absolutely not at checkout for 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase. Again, that is FourSigmatic.com and type in absolutely not as your discount code at checkout for 15% off your purchase. I cannot tell you enough. I love this brand. I love incorporating natural, holistic well-being into my life. I'm not trying to reach for my random, you know, I have that drawer that's just a pill roulette drawer. I'm trying to reach for better things in my life, like Four Sigmatic. Use code absolutely not for 15% off when all orders are placed on the website. Now back to the podcast.
I'm kind of curious about this one because the transcript looks very angry. Can I just play it?
Your voicemail fills me with rage. Like if you want people to call in, like at least be present and do it.
I mean, she's pissed. She wanted you.
Okay.
So she wanted you to be like, hey guys, it's Heather McMahon, and do
does
some sort of shtick.
Does she think that like you're just sitting by the phone 24 hours a day waiting to answer?
Apparently.
Yeah.
This is what's wild about the internet. People sometimes forget I am a human being.
Human.
And I have to do things like, you know, obligations, right. Go to the bank, order dinner. I can't truly do everything.
We're getting your voicemail. Right. We're talking about you. We're hearing it. You're present to hear this and
you
talk about this.
At least be present. Also, she kind of sounded like she was drinking.
A little bit of something.
Like, little, you know what?
Little turn.
This is fucking outrageous.
Empath.
I've never really understood people like who leave nasty Yelp reviews. Unless you were like sexually assaulted at a restaurant, I'm not going to ever leave a review. I'll leave a positive, it's but like, I'm never going to negative.
It's like bad karma.
fully bad karma.
I think I might have like two or three, but it was like really bad.
And you're probably in a dark space. Like a dark
time. One was after my mom died.
Right.
One was after my third miscarriage,
right,
which I now could be arrested for. One was.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Well, I always say that people who leave like really intense, long Yelp reviews.
Oh my,
like,
no, that I would never do.
No, it always starts off, it says like, I walked into the restaurant. Immediately, the hostess did not make eye contact. Our reservation was at 8 p.m. We were sat.
Check.
We were sat at 8:05.
Check.
And then also, I hate my dad.
Check.
Like, it's always daddy issues. That's what it comes full circle to.
100%. And you know what? The same people with Facebook, they're always just like, ugh. It's like, the other day, my son ate a crayon. And then just everything goes downhill from that. And you're like, ugh, mute, delete, unfollow.
Right. We didn't get that caller's name. I just want to personally apologize. I do actually have to have somebody run the hotline for me because, you know, I tried to record one episode in my mom's basement and I deleted it on my own. So just so you know, as the podcast grows, I am going to need a little bit of help. So I'm so sorry that it's not my actual voice saying.
But she's listening to all of them.
I'm listening
to
all of them.
She's here for you. She's here.
Wow.
It was under the influence of something because it right. sounded like it just turned. She was going to say something else. And
right.
then it just on a dime.
Just
switched. Split. Yeah. She was like, you cunt.
But see, that's the scary thing.
It's road rage.
It's road rage. I had somebody come up to me once, and usually it's 99% love. But this one lady was I've sent you 63 DMs, and I try and get to everyone. But people don't realize when there's 6,000 people in your DMs, I have DMs that I still get every day. And then there's people I haven't even accepted yet because I can't get to
them all.
So I try and do like two new ones a day.
And
right?
Let me just tell your listeners here. Let me tell you guys that I work with a lot of celebrities who have like millions of followers. One time when Heather put my name on her Instagram, I got so much action, like more than like anybody that I work with. Like so much action. I'm still can't walk. But I'm just saying, so like I can only imagine how many DMs you have, how many people hit you up on the daily. And also every day we're watching your stories like a nighttime show. And I feel like there's going to be I always comment. Everybody, you know what I mean? So you must have like a
and
billion.
And people don't realize when they just wrote like a LOL, haha, and then they respond to everything, it still pushes people down. So
yes.
Guys, you got to bear with me. I'm really trying to do the outreach and get to my people.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
All right, let's hit the next one.
Fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Heather, this is Kara Salome. And absolutely not for me is socks on during sex. You have to be completely naked. That's disgusting.
Kara. I think it was Kara.
Kara.
Salome. Love it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Jeff, my fiance's, dabbles in the construction world, right? He's a project manager.
Yep.
I may or may not have had him keep his boots on. You know what I mean?
Kinky boots.
Kinky boots.
Yeah, I'm into that.
So socks on. I mean, if you're going to leave a shoe, like a high heel or a boot, you know, a cowboy boot or something that's like a part of the vibe.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Yeah, socks. It's an absolutely not.
Yeah, I would say it's an absolutely not. It's weird.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like keeping your underpants on and just moving it a little to get the ween in. You know what I mean?
Honestly, though, okay, the creepiest lyric of any song is that Chris Brown song. It's like, put your panties to the side. I'm going to make you feel all right.
You're right.
I actually, every time it comes on the air, I literally go, oh, no. Like, I cringe in my car alone.
So that's what having sex with socks is like.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
So we're going to say, yeah, we agree
with
you, Kara.
I agree with you. That's
Kara,
an absolute
amen.
Not. But if it's boots, keep them on and let's ride, baby. That was, I'm so sorry. I immediately apologize for saying, let's ride, baby. I'm so sorry.
That's a fantasy. Construction fantasy.
I really
enjoy I'm into
that.
It. It's hot.
Right. Yeah. Do you have time for like two more?
Yes.
Okay, great.
This is fun.
All right.
Listen, I thought that by the time I got to the voicemail that I would have a more clever, absolutely not, but.
This is the same lady.
Absolutely not is just Kay Ivey when I re-elect her. We ain't feeling it.
Okay.
This is very granular.
Okay. So, yes.
This is the same woman.
It sounds familiar.
Have a good rest of your day.
Oh, now she's nice.
That was the mad one, right?
That was the mad one. I think she called back in.
It sounded the same.
You know, we have the mad one's number. Do you want to give her a ring?
Yes.
Yes. Can we?
Can we?
Yeah, we can. Sure, why not?
Oh, fuck no.
Can I be like, we have Heather McMahon on the line? What's her name?
No. I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Can you ask her why she hates my voice so much?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I should note that we do have to tell her we are recording. I've gotten in trouble for this from the state of California.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I don't know who I'm speaking with because you didn't leave your name on the voicemail, but I just want to say, hi, this is Heather McMahon, and you are in a recorded line. I was just trying to call you back because I got such an upset voicemail, and I just wanted to clear the air. I heard you were really upset with me because my producer, what? Michelle. Yeah, did you call into the voicemail?
Wait. Oh, my God.
Hi, what's your name?
Yeah. Wait, what? Seriously?
Jenny?
Yeah. What's your name? You didn't leave it on the voicemail. The very angry voicemail that you left on the Absolutely Not podcast recording.
Oh, my name's Kate.
Kate? Okay, like Kate Middleton, Kate?
I might have been drunk.
Oh,
we called it.
Okay, Kate, you're on the line right now with my dear friend Jamie Greenberg.
Right. What's up, Kate?
So we were just concerned because it came from a very dark place, that voicemail. And I knew you were upset, but I just wanted to clear the air and let you know, like, I have to have a team help me. So are we good? Uh-huh. Like, are we cool?
We're good. We're super cool. Totally good. Awesome. But thanks for, you know, clarifying.
What were you drinking last night? I need to know the mood. Like, what was the setting? Where did the anger come from?
It was like a box Pinot Grigio.
Oh, well, there you go.
Really, like, now I'm angry. It doesn't go down well.
Nope.
And it was a place of darkness. But my friend had said that you had a line. She was like, we have to call Heather. And I was like, I'm in a good place to call Heather right now.
But you know you weren't.
So I did.
And
No, I was not.
When you heard the voice recording, is that when you switched? Did you have something else that you were going to say to Heather? And then you just heard that and got pissed? Is that when the Pinot kicked in?
I feel like it was like a trigger, maybe. Yeah. I just like had a moment where I just really needed to let some stuff out. And then the wine, it was in a box and it was very sweet and I wasn't reacting well to it. It was a Sunday.
Watch out, she'll kill you.
Yeah. A long, long weekend.
It's okay.
And then I just snapped.
I do want to introduce you to Michelle, who's one of my producers, and she was on the voicemail. Michelle, will you come in and say hi?
Hi, Kate.
So, hi, how are you?
So I have a question. It's really important to me. It's kind of important in like the future of my life. Is it my voice specifically that made you so enraged?
I would say like 40%, but
the other 60.
Okay, that's a good note to take with me.
Was that
Thank
Heather
you.
Wasn't present yeah, in the voice?
But the other 60 was truly the box wine.
It was absolutely boxed wine. I think it was like a Bota box too, which was like the cheapest one you can get.
Okay.
So it's like worse than Franzia, maybe. So that might have been it as well.
Like I clean my silverware with that wine.
Yeah. Dark,
I lock my door when my roommate drinks that.
Okay.
Yeah. Where do you live, Kate?
Yeah. Yeah.
I live in El Segundo.
Yes. I left my wallet in. I left my box wine in El Segundo.
That's right. Well, Kate,
I want
you to just upgrade yourself a little bit, even to like a Trader Joe's 2-buck chuck. I just want you to live your truth and just know, be the you today that you want to be tomorrow. Invest in yourself. And maybe let's just go to a $4.99 wine. You know what I mean? But I want you to know, love and light. I love you. I'm glad we cleared the air. And girl, just keep living your truth. But maybe less like on people's voicemails. You know what I mean?
But can I still call your voicemail, but like maybe not be angry?
Oh, girl, you're not banned. Don't worry. I encourage you to do one.
Like if I do like Casamigos on a nice night with a margarita, then maybe I can call back.
Yes. And if you don't call back with your top off, then I won't accept it. Because Casamigo always leads me to take my top off. So, girl, live your truth.
Aye, aye, aye.
We appreciate you answering.
I'm here for it.
All right. Have a good one, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Okay. Bye.
See?
Okay. You know what? This is what I like. We are already squashing beef. We're clearing the air.
This is like
we're going directly
God's
to the
work
source
right here.
Immediately, shoot.
Like it was cloudy in LA, and I'm sitting outside this picture window, and now the sun has cometh. There's a rainbow, uh-huh. And birds are chirping. Someone's made the birds over there are making you a dress. Like shit's happening.
Shit, this is Cinderella.
You're making
moment.
People happier. I think this is what you need to do. I think that like Kimmel and all them should go knock on people's doors and be like, "Why are you so angry? Why'd you tell me to like rip my cunt?" Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like.
What? Ooh, ripping your cunt.
Yeah, I'm watching Lunatics and they
so good.
And they use cunt all the time.
Yeah.
I never say that word ever, and now that's all I say.
I like that word. It doesn't bother me.
No.
I think we take the power back. Like we gain the power back when we start to use the word.
Yeah.
I'll never forget one Christmas. I turned to my sister's like, "You're being such a cunt." And my dad looked at my mom and goes, "Well, this is Christmas. Our two daughters are calling each other cunts." And I was like, but we're like the best of friends. You know, if your family didn't fight, then don't call me.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Hey, Heather, this is Walker Menza. And I just want to say, my friends always tell me that we are very, very similar in the way that we act, talk, and I just realized that stories are stupid similar, so it's kind of crazy, and I too was the rock for my family. So I wanted to ask you, when after everything did you realize that y'all had made it and that you were going to be okay?
Oh my God. Never, right? Walker, thank you so much for that. It was so interesting. We thought you might have been a man, but see, I love my kids will be named unisex names.
Like mine.
Yeah. It's
Lenny.
The best.
Lenny's a girl.
Here's the thing. Since I moved home, and Jamie, you said you moved home when your mom got sick.
Yep.
I don't think at any point you're like, we're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I am so grateful I did it because I can never get that time back with my mom.
100%.
You can never get that time back with your dad and your family trying to deal with it, right?
Yeah. And I will say, I think for 2 years, I was in like a dark, dark, dark place. And then like something lifted after 2 years, which they say, my voice is different. It's because I put my Invisalign in. I just want to like.
I love it.
But I feel like after those 2 years, something lifted. And it's like living with a new handicap.
Right.
Like you will always feel the pain, but it gets lighter.
Right.
And you can deal with it better.
And I'm in a weird space because I'm moving back to New York. And it's like, everyone's like, well, how are you going to leave your mom? I don't want to. But I also think my mom needs to figure out a new normal. It's not that I'm leaving her. It's that I was like, mom, I'm getting married. I got to like, you know, support my husband now too.
Right.
And she's like, I know, I don't want you to move. And honestly, we just have so much fun. I don't want to leave.
I know.
But yeah, I think you just kind of have to say, all right, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just, you know, we got to keep moving forward.
And I think whatever you need to do to feel better in the space, no matter what it is, you have to do it for yourself. Because if you're not 100%, you're not helping anyone out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why everybody preaches self-care. If you're not taking care of yourself, what good are you to anybody in your family?
It's not a trend. It's a real thing.
It's such a real thing.
Yeah.
Walker, thank you for that call. Girl, live your truth and you take your time. There's no timeline. If you got to spend 5 years, if you are like itching to get out, your family hopefully will understand and respect it. And even if it's, you just take a little break and you go away for a month and do what you got to do, they're always going to be there.
Yep.
And you can never get that time back. And you know, I realized I was so frustrated when I moved back. And then a year later, like, I finally realized, I was like, this is the best thing I ever did.
Also
ever.
Good for your content because your mom's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And when your mom's bad shit crazy, it's great content. All right. So I liked in every episode with an absolutely yes. We always end on a positive note. Is there something that you're feeling, vibing with that you just, or any like buddy you want to give a shout out to that's an absolutely yes, a positive light in your life?
I mean, you, of course.
Well, I love you.
Because every night I just go to bed with you. Like, you just make me so happy. But I will say that I hurt my back a couple months ago, and I'm a big exercise person, and I couldn't exercise, and I started to do meditation, Kundalini meditation, ooh, which is a little bit cuckoo, but
right,
not really at all. But for someone who's not open to it, they might think it's weird. But I have to say, like I did it this morning, it is life-changing. If you've never meditated, there's so many different ways you can do it, and I recommend for anyone. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling like just sad, if you're feeling like you need a change, I'm about it. I'm so about it. It's amazing. I get the same high from it that I do from like going to like a soul cycle class.
I've never done it and I'm legit. I want to do it with you. Can we go to a class?
100%. And you're going to be like Wild Wild Country. Did you see that?
Oh yeah.
It's a little bit like that.
Great. I would love to try it. I need to get into meditation. I know it would be good for my headspace.
You will love it. Because we're all so like full of, we don't stop. We don't sit down. We don't like our brains keep running. We can't turn them off. This is a way to do it. And also a way to just like lighten yourself and see yourself. I know I sound crazy, but
you don't. It's refreshing.
Thank you. See yourself from like a different light. And it is awesome. Like I am so obsessed with it. I can't, like today I was like, I'm not going to work out. I'm going to go to meditation because it just makes me feel so good.
Wow.
Yeah. You're
okay,
coming with
go.
Me. You're
we'll
going to freak out. Okay.
I'm so excited. We'll put it on the gram. We'll share it with everyone. Perfect.
High-fiving.
Jamie Greenberg, thank you so much for being here. Anything you want to promo before we let you go?
Come join my crew, jamiemakeup.com. Join my crew. Be my friend. It's an open forum for women to talk about beauty and to get, I DM everyone back on my Instagram. It's also Jamie Makeup. And I just want to like kind of just make your life easier and less stressful in the beauty space. So I can tell you how to do that, what products are awesome, what's good for you, and what will make you feel better for less money and in less spending less time doing it.
And she's funny as shit, so that's a plus.
And I have gas.
Jamie, thank you for being here.
Thank
as
you.
Always, I adore you all for listening. Y'all are the greatest. You're just, it doesn't get better than this. And thanks for all the angry calls and the good calls. All right, y'all, live your truth. Have the best day ever.
Thank
Ciao.
You.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.